Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You heard right, Governor Larry Hogan, as expected, made a big announcement yesterday that will push back the opening day of school to after Labor Day, and that's statewide in Maryland. He did it as an executive action. Yesterday, right after that announcement, we caught up with State Comptroller Peter Franchot. Here's how it went. Well, one man who has been fighting for this new change in when school starts in Maryland for, well, I think his entire career is the comptroller of the great state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, joins us right now. Tell me a little bit about this momentous day for you yesterday. You must have felt very gratified to see the governor take this action.
Yeah, you know, it was actually kind of emotional because it hasn't been my whole career. It's been a couple of years we've raised this issue, and we've gotten pretty much stiffed by everybody, all the Annapolis power brokers have said nope over our dead body for some reason. So to have the governor stand up and say, by the way, I'm making it the law of the land today by executive order, I was pretty impressed, I have to admit, and I salute Governor Hogan for having the courage and chutzpah and wherewithal to move in this area, because without him moving on it, we would be starting school relatively soon, I think, in the next few years, sometime in July.
Yeah, the way things have been going. Well, let's talk about the executive action. Do you feel confident that this will stand up to the constitutional requirements of the state of Maryland? Can the governor make a decision like this, circumventing not only Annapolis, but all of the local school boards? And I know that you're very intent on local control and the people having a say in their direct representation right there in their neighborhoods. Is this going to stand up to constitutional scrutiny?
Yes, it will. And it's not really usurping local control, because the locals can do whatever calendar they want. All 24 jurisdictions can schedule school exactly how they want. The only requirement is they have to start after Labor Day and end before June 15th. And almost everybody can do that pretty easily. So I don't think that they're going to run into any problem. And the governor's basic viewpoint is, look, he allocates $6 billion in taxpayer funding to K-12 schools from the state level, and he's also in charge of the state's economy. So he's got something here that doesn't cost the taxpayers a penny, helps the economy, and improves, in his opinion, the quality of the educational product. So he certainly believes that he has the authority to do it, and only people that just don't like the idea ideologically, they want to have year-round school, they'll find a million reasons why it's not to their liking. But a legislative task force looked at this 2 years ago, every which way they looked at it, from academic performance to feasibility, and they came back and voted 11-3 to recommend that it be school after Labor Day. Yeah, so I think he's on pretty solid footing. And then, of course, he's got 75% of the public behind him.
Listen, it was a beautiful bipartisan scene there yesterday for people who like bipartisanship. You, of course, a statewide elected Democrat, and Larry Hogan, a Republican. And you said that you've hit a lot of roadblocks on this over the last several years in Annapolis. Let's be clear. Most of the roadblocks have come from the Democratic majority, your party in Annapolis, and also a lot of the teachers' union, who is a big funder of your party. Are you concerned that this is going to rub your own party partners the wrong way, especially the teachers' union?
Well, some of the power brokers in Annapolis are not happy, and I just urge them to get out of Annapolis and go and talk to some real people, because they'll find that this is enormously popular. I obviously am a Democrat, and I'm loyal to my Democratic Party, and 90% of the Democrats that I'm in contact with think this is a terrific idea. And
but not the leadership. And the teachers union, you know, they, in their contracts, they've been able to build in a lot of, you know, work days, not days off for themselves, but days without kids in the school where they, you know, go through administrative processes and things like that. Those days are going to have to evaporate to accommodate the minimum number of school days. Are you okay with that?
I don't think anybody thinks the current school schedule makes any sense whatsoever. Half days off here, full days off there. Starting school in the dog days of August where it's really hot. Yeah. A lot of schools in Baltimore area don't even have air conditioning. So I think everyone's going to settle down after their first,
saber-rattling.
Saber-rattling. And they're going to find it hard to repeal this because only 12% of the public is with that.
Yeah. Well, you have no argument here. Peter Franchot, Comptroller of Maryland, thanks for joining us today. And coming up later today, we want to remind you, 7:35, the president of the Montgomery County School Board, Michael Durso, who is not very happy about this move, as many other local jurisdictions are not. So we'll keep talking about this move by the governor yesterday, pushing the first day of school back till after Labor Day.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.